بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مشرقات دي سعيات كوي بريد حضرت مانانا إدريس كانديلوي رحمة الله عليه in his تفسير معارف القرآن makes a few very valuable points that we should take note of. The one is, he says, that in these آيات الله تبارك وتعالى said بمستحفظ من كتاب الله, that is the ulama of the Jews, the rabbis, it was made for us on them to protect and safeguard the Torah. Allah Ta'ala himself did not take the responsibility. Allah put the responsibility on the ulama and who are called the Ruhban, the people of the Ahle Kitab, their leaders, the priests, that they were responsible in order to protect and preserve the Kitab. On the other hand, with regard to the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. It is we who have sent down this Quran Sharif and we take the responsibility of looking after it. On that, Hazrat Mufti, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Ali, write that consequently the Torah was changed. And the present Torah, which is in the hands, the Old Testament in the hands of the Jews, is not the original Kitab which Allah Ta'ala had sent, but the changes they have made. And there were both changes in the words also and in the meaning also they have brought about changes. Whereas on the other hand, the Quran Sharif that we have in our hands today is exactly the same which Allah had revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. People have tried to change it, but nobody can be successful. The words also have not been changed. Some people try and change the meanings also, different meanings, but they also are not successful. The Quran Sharif, as we know it, it has been revealed, it is as it was revealed. Some years ago, in the city of Chipata, which is in Zambia, news came to the Asian people in Chipata that a certain chief of one of the African areas has accepted Islam. They were surprised that nobody had met him. No jamaat, no ulama, nobody met him on his own. He accepted Islam. And then he went to all his people and told them, I have accepted Islam. If you don't accept Islam, I'm not your chief anymore. So all accepted Islam. And this news had spread. So the people went to him, our Muslim people, Asian people, and they asked him the reason of him accepting Islam, since he didn't meet any Muslim. No Tabligh Jamaat went to him, no ulama met him, nobody, no contact. Then he said that he's a educated person according to Western lines, and he reads a lot of books. It's his passion to read. So the Quran Sharif also came to in his way to read. So he started reading and he saw that it is a complete different way, the style, the revelation, the words of all other books. It's a complete different book. So that made him very inquisitive. So he looked at the cover to see who is the author of this book. He didn't find any author, the name of any author. Then usually in the front pages you have all the details that who are the printers, who has written a foreword to the book, who has written a preface, nothing like that also. Then he looked at the side when you close a book and the side, the name of the book is written there and many times the author's name is written there. No author there also. So that made him now think that who is the author. Then it came in his heart that there is no author of the book but Allah, revelation from Allah Ta'ala. Nowhere in the front is it written that it is from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or from anyone. And then he compared the book that it claimed, the Quran Sharif claimed, that there are no changes in it. Then he compared it with various different prints of the Quran Sharif, from the different parts of the world, from the different times in history, and he found exactly it is the same. Whereas the Bible, if you see, almost every print is different from the other print. There are some changes in the Bible, in the Torah, but the Quran Sharif, exactly the same. So we should make a lot of shukr that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this kitab, and the shukr should be with our tongue also, and in our practice, that we ardently follow the Quran Sharif. We passionately follow all the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and especially these ayat and verses which are about capital crime and capital punishment, that also wholeheartedly we must accept it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.